This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has condemned the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada's Ontario perpetrated by extremists and separatists at Brampton. New Delhi has expressed deep concern about the safety and security of Indian nationals in Canada. Strongly condemning the attack, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a social media post that cowardly attempts to intimidate countries' diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. PM Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal asked the Canada government to ensure that all places of worship are protected from such attacks. He said India also expects that those indulging in violence will be prosecuted. In a statement, the Indian High Commission in Ottawa expressed disappointment at the violent disruption outside the consular camp in Brampton, Ontario. The date for by-elections in 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh has been changed. The Election Commission has announced the change of dates. The polling will now be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of November. Counting of votes will, however, take place on the 23rd of November as earlier. The Commission had received representations from various political parties, including the BJP, Congress, BSP and some social organizations, demanding the change in date of poll due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on that day. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that India is the only country in the world where 11 languages are recognized as classical languages. He said this while chairing the 32nd meeting of the Kendriya Hindi Samiti in New Delhi yesterday. The Kendriya Hindi Samiti is the highest body that provides guidelines for the development and promotion of Hindi language. Mr. Shah emphasized the need to undertake two major initiatives to strengthen Hindi. The first is to develop a long-term policy for the enhancement, preservation and longevity of Hindi literature and its various grammatical forms. The Home Minister stated that alongside this, it is also necessary to translate all modern education curricula into Hindi and all other Indian languages. He also stressed on making Hindi universally accepted and flexible. Highlighting that five more Indian languages were recently granted classical language status, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has undertaken several initiatives for the preservation, promotion and extensive use of Indian languages. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains tomorrow originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Secunderabad and Malda town. According to the Railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhat Puja. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during the festive season. In Mizoram, the stage is set ready for voting today to elect 12 members of the Sinlung Hills Council. A total of more than 23,000 voters, including 11,914 female voters, will participate in the election. Voting will take place in 19 polling stations. There are 6 polling stations which were declared as critical. Speaking to Akashvani News, Secretary of the Mizoram State Election Commission, Pu K. Lal Dingliana, said that all preparations are in place for conduct of free, fair and peaceful elections. He said that voting will take place from 7 a.m. and will go till 4 p.m. In Uttarakhand, at least 36 people have been killed and 27 injured when a bus plunged into a deep gorge at Kupi in Almora. Our correspondent reports that the ill-fated bus was travelling from Pauri's Naini Danda to Ramnagar with 55 passengers on board. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep sorrow over the tragic loss of lives. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in isolated areas of Kerala, Mahe, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall is expected in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. The IMD has forecast moderate to intense fog in isolated pockets of eastern Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Gangetic West Bengal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.